This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Right now in the studio, we have from Foundation for Life, our good friend, Ed Sitter. Good morning, Ed.
Good to be with you both. How are you guys doing this fabulous Wednesday morning?
You knew it was Wednesday.
Yeah, that holiday can throw you off sometimes,
yes.
Right?
Yes. And, always on the front lines of fighting for life. And just saw on the news yesterday that Governor of South Dakota was talking about looking to Texas, maybe adopting what they're doing in Texas in South Dakota. What's going on in Texas?
Well, hopefully many of your listeners are aware of the fact that Texas passed a heartbeat bill. But what made this bill different is that they didn't outlaw abortion in the state when the heartbeat can be detected. But what they did is they gave the power to the individuals within that state to sue if an abortion was performed by an abortionist when the heartbeat is detected. And it's just enough of a curveball that the Supreme Court was so befuddled by it that it didn't know how to rule on it because it didn't know the implications. It was kind of like you can't prohibit a law that you don't know what the practical effects are because it didn't directly attack, like Roe, for example, or a woman's right to an abortion. So I think other states are looking at that and say, hey, wow, maybe we could do something like this.
So what would be the situation where someone would sue?
Good question. For example, a relative who didn't want the abortion to take place. Again, it doesn't prosecute the woman, okay? It would just, they would bring suit against the abortionist for performing that heartbeat, aborting the baby when the heartbeat could be detected. And so they would bring civil suit and they would charge, they'd be assessed up to $10,000 for finding these abortionists. What that would do is basically they'd always be in court, they'd always be fined, it'd become cost prohibitive for them to do this.
Hmm.
So it's just a unique approach to this, and no one really knows whether it would work or not work, but it did definitely befuddle the Supreme Court. So,
wow, interesting.
Yeah,
this will be interesting to watch.
Many people have asked, "Oh, can Ohio do that?" No, we've already passed a heartbeat bill, and that's before the courts. And there's you can't enact like another similar law.
So, just a reminder of what is Ohio's stand?
Ohio did pass a heartbeat bill, but what we did with our bill was similar to what other states have done with their heartbeat bill, is we outlawed an abortion when a heartbeat can be detected in a baby, which is around 6 to 8 weeks.
And that's being challenged?
It's being challenged. It was immediately challenged in the courts by ARL and by Planned Parenthood and the ACLU, I believe.
Anything else in the news right now that we should be aware of or that we can pray about?
Well, 40 Days for Life is coming up here on September 22nd. So we hope that many of your listeners will dedicate an hour a day or one day a week at least to either go down to the clinic and pray or set some time around where they could gather with other believers and pray.
And how can they find out more information about that?
They can go to our website, fflnwo.org.
And when are those dates?
September 22nd through November 14th, I believe.
All right. Just before the real cold weather starts to kick in.
Yes.
So
yes.
Your last chance to get outside in comfort.
Yeah.
And you guys got some other things coming up. Pastors Forum.
Pastors Forum is coming up this Tuesday, September 14th. It is at the Toledo Club from 10 to 1 p.m. And it is the theme of this year is setting the captives free. And again, when pastors don't talk about this issue in their congregations, we know statistically that about 1 in 3 women, at least 1 in 3 families, have been touched by this. And so what it does is it tells people, it sends a subliminal message that, hey, listen, this is so bad a sin that we can't talk about it, you know. And by not talking about it, they're trapped in guilt, shame, and condemnation. And by bringing this out, speaking the truth in love, and sharing them, let them know God can forgive, will forgive them, and through Christ, it really sets the captives free. So we have a couple of pastors that have a ministry in just doing that. And then also, so it's equipping the equippers to do this. And then we have a couple people actually testifying how they had abortions. They were in a church, they were being held captive for years and years because they were so ashamed of what they did that they couldn't share it with anyone else. And so they had the abortion while they were going to church. Okay, they were church attenders. Okay, Christians, and it's just powerful testimonies, powerful equipping the saints so that the pastors can then share this liberating message.
So if there's a pastor out there that cares, that wants to do something, but just aren't sure of their boundaries or how to go about it, this would be for them?
This would be exactly for them.
All right. Now, what do pastors need to do to be a part of this?
Okay. They just go to our website, FFLNWO, under Events, Pastors Forum. Click that on. They do have to register in advance. It's from 10 to 1. We are providing lunch. And so we need to know how many lunches to order. And if anyone's ever been down to the Toluca Club, a beautiful venue, convenient parking. And so, just call the office, 419-535-5800.
All right, you got something going on for prayer warriors, the 40 Days for Life, the Pastors Forum for Pastors. We know this generation of youth are really making a stand for life. Anything going on for the youth?
Funny you should ask, Jeff. Not like we planned these things. yes, September 18th, next Saturday, a week from this coming Saturday. Is our annual SEAL Team Boot Camp. Now, this is a day where we meet from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we give them, the youth that attend this, kind of a boot camp in the fundamentals of being able to confidently but yet defend your pro-life views, a host of pro-life issues, not just abortion but also end-of-life issues as well.
And equip them on how to maybe show love to those that are considering abortion?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Again, we talked about the numbers and how many people have abortions, and we know that the large segment of abortions take place between individuals 16 through 24. So being equipped and being prepared to go out and be agents of influence among your sphere, among your fellow
peers.
Peers, yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Enables them to speak with confidence about the life issue, but also with compassion and be able to be an instrument to help women, other teens navigate through this difficult decision.
And what age group is eligible for the boot camp, and is there any cost?
No cost to the boot camp. It's grades 8 through college.
All right. And again, they need to sign up in advance? And
yes, we do, because each attendee gets a T-shirt. And, of course, we're providing lunch, and so we need to know how many lunches to order. But to go to FFLNWO.org, and those initials stand for Foundation for Life, NorthwestOhio.org, or call the office, 419-535-5800.
Lots of ways you can take a stand for the unborn and fight for life with the Foundation for Life. So, again, your website?
FFLNWO.org.
Ed Sitter from Foundation for Life, we appreciate your relationship with us and the opportunity to give you opportunities to get the word out. And thank you for letting us be involved.
Ditto on that. Ditto very much.
Appreciate it. FFLNWO.org is the website.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.